Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. And by Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray and Rock God Rick Maxa.
Welcome back, hour number two. Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Pete Gray here with Rock God Rick Maxa, and we have a great show going on here. It's lobster season coming up October 1st, and the guru, the guy that literally wrote the book on lobster fishing, Jim Salazar from Promar is here.
We're having a great time, man. We're talking fishing, we're talking fun, we're talking lobsters, and it is time for lobster season. And hey, if you want to join in on the fun, get in on this lobster action. There's two ways you can reach us. First is with our local line. That's 858 area code 457-1090. Again, 858-457-1090. That's a local number. Or you can try us toll-free. There's just one single toll-free line that's open, but it is open. 877-792-1090. Again, 877-792-1090. Not only talking fishing, talking fun, we got the catch report coming up. We are also giving away a great grand prize for one lucky caller at the end of the show today, and that includes two of the brand new Ambush XL nets. Again, as you heard Jim saying, they're being delivered literally today to your local tackle stores. The brand new 36-inch, largest allowed by law, brand new Ambush nets. It's a rigid conical style net. Going to be an awesome net for hooping this year, the Ambush XL. You're getting two of those, and you're getting a ticket to that great craft beer and food festival. It's going to be happening at Portuguese Hall on October the 1st, a great event, and all those funds are going to CCA. It's going to be a great time, and one lucky caller is going to win that whole package at the end of the show today. And with that, it's time to find out what's biting out there. It is time for the Catch Report, which today is sponsored in part by the Sato Crimp and Winder Company, where they only make products that work. If you want to end connection failures, you need to get that Sato Crimp Kit. It's a must-have piece of gear for your next trip to help you catch for everything from the school-sized tuna to these upcoming record-sized long-range fish that I know will be happening now with long-range right around the corner. With all brass crimps and other features, it's better than ever. It's the favorite connection method for the Royal Star, the Royal Polaris, the American Angler, and most of the other top boats. And if you haven't already, you should make it your preferred connection for Spectra to Mono or to Fluorocarbon. You can get it at selected tackle stores like Fisherman's Landing Tackle or at SatoCrimpAndWinder.com. And let's start it off with our private boater buddy, Captain Mark Wish, has got our FishDope.com report. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Ricky. Good morning, Pete. Jim.
Good morning.
Can't believe we're talking lobsters.
I know,
right? The season is
flying. Oh, man, I don't think we're ready just yet. But, man, I'll tell you what, it's hard to believe. This is the last report of our summer season. Fall starts this coming week. I don't think the fish are going to care that much, though.
I think you're right.
Man,
best
there's a
time
lot
of the year,
on.
Man. Catch fish, catch lobster. Are you kidding me?
Totally. You know, I got to tell you, them combo trips in the fall are so much fun.
Yep. One of those Santa Ana wind days. Yeah.
Oh, boy, I'm telling you what. But, hey, guys, so the bluefin deal has been a little difficult this week. The Navy closed down some of those areas around Clemente. Conditions look like they've changed a little bit. So it's been tougher to get reports, but it is open now, and some guys are lining up there. So we'll get some reports today, see what those bluefins are doing over there at Clemente. That's been the most amazing fishery here for the last month or so. But filling in the gaps has been that excellent sign of nice grade yellowfin around. There's a good spread of fish. Mostly outside the 9 mile bank, scattered along the ridge there, 181 to 182 has been kind of the main area there. The upper edge has been up about as far as the 312. There's been a few scattered schools seen around Catalina. That stuff is mostly show, no go, but it's definitely around. But that stuff that's on a ridge there, it's mostly 18 to 25 pounds, nice grade of fish. The best setup has been light line, small hook. The problem is there's enough of those 40 to 60 pounders mixed in with those other ones to cause some grief when you hook one on too light a gear. So my personal preference is like a 1-0 hook, 25-pound fluorocarbon, hot belly hook bait. I'd take a bite or two less on them smaller ones for a good shot at that better-grade fish, and that better-grade fish is definitely around, guys. So like I said, there's been that good spread on the ridge there, but there's been a couple other areas. There's been a little scattered around the 289. There's been some in really tight pyramid head, just like fishing at Guadalupe. You can do it on the anchor there, 40, 50 fathoms there. and a new zone that was developing really late yesterday, just below the border. Danny's got that information on fish dope for you. And then to shift gears a little bit, something near and dear to my heart, I just want to offer congratulations to the guys in the Masters. It's our most prestigious light tackle marlin tournament, and they're biting. You know, it's been kind of a different year. Most of it's been up west there and not too much down in this zone. Looks like that fish is trickling down a little bit. They're scattered out all over right now. One of the best zones yesterday, first day of the tournament, was kind of northeast of the 43 there. They had some good fishing on the jigs there, a lot of blind strike type fishing. But, hey, it's great weather right now, guys, but it might get really interesting here midweek. Some things are shaping up, and we might get a little tropical flavor here, so we'll see what happens. But, man, it's time to go and get that lobster gear tuned up. It is right around the corner.
Yeah, you know, fishdope.com. Danny called me yesterday. He said the marlin are biting for the Masters. And they're getting them, huh?
Yep.
Yeah. And fishdope.com, whether it's marlin, tuna, yellowtail, wahoo, calico bass, it doesn't, halibut, doesn't matter. They're on it. They're on the spots. If, you know, people always call me, and I know you get a lot of calls too, Rick, where should I go?
I go everybody to Danny.
Fishdope.com. Yeah. That's where you go. That's, where do I go catch fish? Fishdope.com is the spot. $20 off a new membership. To go to fishdope.com. That's where I go. That's where Rick goes. That's where everybody in the know goes. Fishdope.com. And if you want to save $20, use the code HOOKUPNOW. HOOKUPNOW. No space, lowercase, HOOKUPNOW. And Mark, if we want to find you, how do we do that?
Pete, our store's on the corner of Balsa, Cheek, and Edinger in Huntington Beach. Phone number is 714-840-4262. The website, PacificEdgeTackle.com. And I don't know when we go out of the harbor whether we're turning right, left, or going straight, what we're doing. There's too many options going on right now.
Too many options, you bet. All right. Well, Mark, appreciate all that, and we will talk to you next Saturday.
Yeah, you got it, Pete. We'll see you guys.
All right. See you, Mark. All right, let's head on down to San Diego now, over to C4 Sport Fishing, and talk to our good buddy, Marcos. Marcos, what's going on at C4?
Marcos.
Good morning.
Is this Marcos on the radio?
Yeah, Marcos
is
on the radio.
He's on the radio.
All right, Marcos.
My headshots will be right next to the Rock Hard Rick's Breakfast Burrito headshots.
Oh, sweet.
Once we get everything going here.
We'll get our stars out like on the like the Walk of Fame, like leading.
I think that's a good idea. Yeah, we can totally do
Walk
that.
Yeah. Jim Hughes, the big star for Jim Hughes.
Yeah, maybe a Mark Larson, a John Yamati.
Yeah,
I like it.
This is a good idea. Yeah. To work on this.
We'll call Scott Sherman.
Talk to the city.
Yeah,
he'll be fish instead of stars.
I like it.
Yeah.
Well, about very similar fishing to last week. I mean, fishing is still great in the usual September. Nice variety there. Half day, mostly rockfish, a little bit of other bottom fish mixed in there. They actually had some yellowtail earlier in the week at a 3 Tuesday afternoon and then 9 Wednesday afternoon. So they're still picking away at those, a little bit of bonita and calico bass and count, mostly bottom fish, though. The 3 core days, still very good yellowfin fishing. Most of those are probably going to be in that, you know, 15 to 30-pound range, but they had a few days of fish up to 40. Very good fishing there. The overnight, same thing. A lot of yellowfin in there. A couple bluefin in the count this week, but like you just heard, you know, kind of took a little pause there. But those fish, again, most of them are in that 20 to 30-pound range. One of the days there, Tribute had some fish up to 50 pounds. So very good fishing all around there on those 1 days, day and a half, 2 days, 3 core days catching yellowfin, half day, very good fishing, nice weather. Check the website, seaforthlanding.com. Full schedule's up there. As usual, half day, you can make reservations, 3 core day, all those overnights. You can always call us at the office, 619-224-3383. Come down and visit us and, you know, see where we're going to put those stars, make some statues, and have a Rock Cut Rick breakfast burrito.
Perfect.
I like the way you think, buddy.
Sounds good. And tomorrow on Let's Talk Hookup, Captain Ryan Bostian will be off the water and in the studio with us tomorrow morning, 7 to 9 a.m., and have all the scoop on that, catching that fall tuna fish.
You're going to get it straight from the source there, man. He really knows his stuff. So that's a good show to listen to if you want to do that 3-quarter day trip.
You look at the count.
No doubt about that, man.
Day after day after day.
They are not 3-quarter day counts. They are not 3-quarter day
and
counts.
And it really is funny because people are spoiled. Oh, they only caught, you know, 20 yellowfin on the 3-quarter day.
I remember for sure not long ago, if a 3-quarter day boat had five, you know, if they had five, like, it was the biggest deal ever. Like, I mean, there might have been 50 people on the boat, but they had 5 tuna on a 3-quarter day, and now Boogle catch 50, and I'm like, it's all right, you know, it's okay. I'm gonna wait till it gets good. Like, what are you crazy?
Exactly, you know, so those five would have sold out the boat for 2 weeks.
Exactly.
Now, you know, we're a day or two ahead. You know, it's like, oh, I'll see what they do tomorrow.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know about you guys, but I judge how good it bit by what
Booger's count was that day.
That's
all he, you know. He got 120 a bit well.
Seriously? Yeah.
He only got 50. I didn't bite that.
We seriously do the exact same thing. It's like, how was fishing? I don't know. Let's see what Boog caught.
that's
the mark.
The other good thing is a lot of those three-quarter boats in both the San Diego and the Sea Watch Ring, they have those fish holes on there. So, you can catch a 50, 75 yellowfin, and they're going to come back in great condition.
Going right into RSW just like you were on the Royal Polaris.
Absolutely.
Pretty sweet. Marcos, well, some great fishing going on. Glad to hear it. A good week of weather coming, too. Why don't you shoot us that phone number one more time? Somebody wants to go fishing with you at C4 Sport Fishing.
619-224-3383. Check the website, c4landing.com. Come down, visit the guys in the tackle shop. Dustin will get you all set up.
Great job, Marcos. Appreciate a great report, as always, and we'll talk to you next Saturday.
We'll talk to you then, guys.
All right, now let's get our sport fishing financial report with the man. Rick Jensen's going to tell us what's going on in the Northern Baja. What's up, Rick?
Hey, good morning, guys. Jim, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Rick. Good to hear your voice.
Hey, let's start the report down in Mag Bay where the Wahoo fishing continues to be steady. Real light traffic down there. Some of the long-range boats are starting to make their way through, and after the storm cleared, I think things just got better down there. So Wahoo fishing for the fall is looking like it's going to be solid in Mag Bay. Up at Mulahay, the Dorado showed up off Conception Point. That's been steady fishing continuously on the snapper. And up at Punta Chivato, there's four whale sharks hanging around, so a little bit of fun in the water if you want to jump in with those guys. So we'll be pushing through that area in a couple weeks and maybe have a chance to jump in ourselves here. Up at Cedros, we talked to Jeff at Cedros Tackle, and he reports that the big yellowtail are biting the slow troll mackerel. He caught fish up to 53 pounds. Lots of tuna still around. Calico fishing's been a little slower. Bay of L.A., bait's been a little tough. Jigs are working well on the smaller yellowtail. Cabrilla fishing has been excellent. Up at San Quintin, a little bit off and on. 10 to 20 pound yellowtail. White sea bass been showing up for the lucky boaters. And nice numbers of bigger reds keep showing up. Up at Ensenada, still steady fishing. They're still hoping that the tuna come up and show on the 238. I think they're expecting them to move in and get in range for the harbor there. But the school size yellowtail, bonito, sand bass, and rockfish are still hanging around the island, the point, and inside the bay there. So, we'd like to get everybody out fishing with us. We've got the Pacific Vision that's open for many charters, for clients of ours and friends of the show. We also have a cancellation that came up.
Ooh.
At the Palma State Cortez trip. I guess you said, Pete, there's still a room open there at Palma State Cortez?
Yes.
And before that, we had a cancellation. Leading up to that, I've got a couple clients, and we're going to be fishing the Vaccaro with Mark, who you heard from earlier, on the days leading up to that trip. So if you can get down there and fish a few days with us on the Vaccaro and lead up right into
Vaquera
and lead up into the trip here with the Palma State Cortez event where we're going to have the pig cookout and the whole works going on. So give us a call at the office if you want to get out on the Vaquera with us, and we can get you set up.
Yeah, indeed. And if you want to join in on that Palma State Cortez Fall Spectacular, October 6th to 10th. You heard fishing's on fire down there.
Happening.
It's going to get better. And you can win $1,000 cash courtesy of Sport Fishing Financial and Statewide Stripes. And Sport Fishing Financial is sponsoring the pig roast for our grand awards thing on Sunday evening. That's going to be a lot of fun. We're working on that with Eddie, and that's going to be a blast.
Yeah, come down and join us. Come in a few days early. First week of October, I'll be there throughout the whole first week till the 11th. So give us a call at the office, 949-481-1807. We can give you some details on the tournament and an opportunity to fish with us leading up to that.
Sounds great, Rick. Hey, thanks a lot for that, and we will talk to you next Saturday.
Take care.
All right, that is our catch report. I want to remind you, check out our YouTube channel, Let's Talk Hookup Radio Show. You can link that on our website, hookup1090.com, on the top right. All of our social media is there, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. I just posted a new video for our Katmai Lodge trip that happened in July. It's a great, great adventure. And if you want to join us on that Katmai Lodge trip after you see the video, which you will,
You can check that out on our website, too, on the trips page. Next July, Katmai Lodge, we still have a couple spots left on that trip, and we have some new trips posted there, too. So check that out at hookup1090.com.
So I got to say, I watched your video, loved it, the Katmai Lodge, and I've heard you guys talk about how close the wildlife is a bunch of times. It didn't register until I saw the video. Dude, there are bears right there. I mean,
right on the river.
Right there. I tripped out when I saw that.
And it's like front page viewing.
It's
National Geographic. How about the picture of the eagle right on the river?
Dude,
and sitting in his nest.
Then
moose. You see the moose and it's like going to National Geographic.
I've heard you and I've heard the boys from Katmai talk about it a bunch of times. I'm like, wow, that sounds really cool. And the second that I watched that video, it's like, oh, my God. It's unreal.
Oh, yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Very, very
great
cool.
Fact. So check that out.
All right.
Hey, jump into the phones.
Sounds good to me, man. They're definitely getting packed up. We do still have that local line open, though, if you want to get through. 858 area code 457-1090. We've got a first-time caller on the line right now, and first-time callers always go right to the front. And that's the case with Johnny calling us from Santee this morning. What's up, Johnny? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
What's up, Johnny?
Hey. Yeah, I was just calling, kind of new to the lobster fishing. This will be the first season, and I'm trying to get my son and I out there. I want to see if you guys have any good tips, tricks, or locations to go to.
Do you have a boat or a kayak, or what are you in, Johnny?
Be a little boat.
Little boat? Yeah, there's are you down in the southern sector down here, San Diego area?
Yeah, San Diego. Going out anywhere here in the bay, wherever you guys recommend, or, you know, if you got a better spot to launch out of.
No, the bay is a great spot. I mean, you look at the lobster report card data and the top 12 places, and San Diego Bay is always one of the top three, so you're in a perfect area.
Okay.
Yeah. San Diego Bay, it's busy. It gets a lot of pressure, but it is.
It does produce.
Starting out for the first time, if Johnny's never done it before, would you think hooping on the Zuniga Jetty would be the best place to go just for line of sight easier? I mean, edges of the channel. What's a place, you know, what's something for a guy to associate to that's never done it before?
Well, Johnny, keep the safety stuff in mind first. You know, you want to light your gear. You want to make sure that you read the regs. If you're hooping in San Diego Bay, you want to make sure that you're staying out of the main channel and out of the area where boats are transiting. The bays are great. Mission Bay is good. You can do the edges of the rocks there, edges of the jetties there. Zuniga is really good too. Just be careful with those big tidal movements. You're going to want to hit it when there's not too much water moving. A lot of water movement is good, but too much water movement makes it really, really difficult, especially for a beginner.
You want about, what, 3-4 feet maximum?
That would be a question for Rick. You know the movements in the bay a little bit better than I do.
I think Pete nailed it. I think once you hit like a six foot tidal exchange, meaning there's 6 feet of water that are moving from the lowest low tide to the highest high tide, especially, and also keep an eye on the period, you know, that if it's, there can be 6 feet of water moving that's spread out over a longer period of time, it'll be less intense than if you have 6 feet of water moving in a shorter period of time. But yeah, I would say maybe 5 feet would be as much water moving as you want.
I don't like going out if it's any more than 4, 4.5. You'd lose hoops.
That's it.
It's a lot of work.
On those big tide days, the crawl tends to happen real good right at that transition time.
Right.
You know, if the timing is right where, so we'll look at it. I'm the same with Pete. Like, if I can find 5 feet or less of movement, that's, like, ideal for us. And if it's larger than that, but the timing is right, meaning that the tide is kind of coming to an end at, like, 7 o'clock and it's starting back up again, probably, you know, it takes about an hour for things to get moving. So, you know, it starts to get dark. Nowadays, it starts to get dark a little before then. So if that transition between the two tides, a lot of times during big tides you'll find that they'll crawl good right when the water's slack, because that's their only opportunity to get out and forage before that big tide's coming.
Yeah.
How they know that, I don't know, but that's how they make their living.
And Johnny, bait too.
Yeah, I was
one of the best baits. You can go to the Everingham Brothers Bait Company and just get a fresh scoop of sardines. Nothing
and
better.
And put them in a bait tube.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, that's one thing.
The Promar bait tube is a must.
You're going to have a lot of problems with sea lions down here because they've escaped from SeaWorld and they can talk to each other. And I think some of them have hands. So
yeah.
Really, really be careful out there. Make sure
cages aren't enough in San Diego Bay.
No, you need a bait tube, those PVC-type bait tubes. If you can't afford them, make your own.
Make your own.
It's a lot of holes. It's 70 or 80 holes you're going to be drilling. But Yeah, it's definitely the way to go.
No doubt.
Okay.
All right.
I appreciate it, guys.
Good luck, Johnny. And come to Jim's seminar at 11 o'clock today at West Marine.
And win yourself a new net.
Yeah, and Jim, I learned everything I know about hooping from Jim.
Same.
From his book and from listening to his seminars. So check that out. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, including a big block of your phone calls, 858-457-1090. That's the number to win yourself a brand-new Ambush XL, couple of them, and tickets to the Craft Food and Beer Fest. You stay tuned. We got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Mighty 1090.
It's time to get outside on the east side and celebrate fall colors, arts, culture, and recreation in the Eastern Sierra. From now until the first snow, there are a variety of activities that capture the essence of autumn. In addition to enjoying fall color viewing, the season hosts fishing derbies and biking events to theater performances, a kite festival, and art festivals. Check out the Outside on the East Side details on the fall colors page at visitmammoth.com. That's visitmammoth.com.
This is Ron from Fast Lane Kayaking in Mission Bay. When it comes to Hobie kayaks and kayak fishing, nobody does it better than my guys at Fast Lane. Our massive 5,500 square foot location is loaded with Hobie hands-free Mirage Drive kayaks. Plus, we've got Salty Gear clothing and lots of fishing accessories for kayaks. What makes our location special is we offer free demo rides. You can come down and try before you buy. Take a new Hobie Eclipse out on the water. Mirage Drive kayak or stand-up paddleboard. We want you to find your fun on the water. A family-owned and operated for almost four decades at Dana Landing across from SeaWorld on Mission Bay. Check out FastLaneKayaking.com.
If the fish are biting, I'm on my boat, rain or shine. Of course, I wear my life jacket. It's like wearing a seatbelt. Clip it on, grab my tackle box, and hit the water.
Love California, vote California, save California. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
Tell you what, a place to where it's always biting, Point Loma Seafoods, right at the San Diego Landings in Point Loma. And I'll tell you what, the grilled shrimp taco, man, that is
so good.
Oh, you talk about the best Mexican food in town. It's right there at Point Loma Seafoods. Right there.
So we say it all the time. People come by the shop because obviously they shop in the shop. Where do we go to eat? Go there. The other thing, if you haven't been down there in a while, upstairs, the best view of San Diego Bay. They've got all the craft brews on tap. And I'm with you, man. Shrimp taco plate has become, I hate to say it, I think it's my new favorite.
New favorite. But there's so many favorites at Point Loma Seafoods. It's a favorite worldwide. People come from all over the world to go to Point Loma Seafoods. And if you live in the area or you come to San Diego to go sport fishing, you're right there, Point Loma Seafoods. You can bring fresh fish home that is literally the best fish in town.
You owe it to
yourself. Thing going.
You owe it to yourself before your trip to go down to Point Loma Seafoods, grab their homemade chips, a thing of tuna salad, and a cold beer, go sit up top, watch the day go by. It's the best.
Oh, yeah, Point Loma Seafoods right next to the San Diego Landings in Point Loma.
Great boats, free parking, and a fully stocked tackle shop. Just a few of the reasons Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top charter boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Eclipse, Apollo, Outer Limits, Pacific Star, Elgato Dos, Alexis, Pride, Privateer, Tribute, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half, three-quarter, and full-day trips available. Check out the full-service tackle store at Seaforth Sport Fishing. And it's all run by fishermen for fishermen. 1717 Quivira Road, just off Mission Bay Drive in Mission Bay. Book online at seaforthlanding.com. No matter the fishing conditions, count on the Seaguar family of fluorocarbon leader material to help you catch more fish. Fluoro Premier has a smaller diameter with the highest break strength. Plus, it is super soft. When bites are tough, tie on Fluoro Premier. Blue Label is tough as nails with incredible abrasion resistance and impact strength. And new Pink Label is the choice for tough light conditions, giving you a little more visibility for better line control. Pick up a spool of Seaguar at your favorite tackle dealer or visit Seaguar.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hook Up on the Mighty 1090. Got to tell you, tomorrow they're having that big San Vicente Grand Reopening party and sale at ECBT, East County Bait and Tackle, right at the end of 67 freeway there. You know, great article this morning on the front page of the San Diego Union Tribune by our friend Bryce Miller about the grand reopening of San Vicente Reservoir. Good job, Bryce. He's such a welcome addition to the sport fishing media here in Southern California, and a real breath of fresh air, too. So check that out in the San Diego Union Tribune, and check out tomorrow at East County Bait and Tackle. They have a great sale on all kinds of stuff, Shimano and more, at East County Bait and Tackle starting tomorrow morning. I believe they open early at 5, so check that out. Also, check out this week's edition of Western Outdoor News, always loaded with fantastic information. This week, along all kinds of good stuff, they have the Long Range 101 in there. And that's a really fantastic section about long-range fishing, of course, coming up on that long-range season. And the winners of the One Big Fish Challenge, and Ricky's partner in his boat, Neil Barber, with the big one, 257.7. Nobody was going to touch that one, for sure. So congratulations to Neil, and caught on their brand-new Parker 25 there from West Coast Marine. And that is quite something. So check that out. Lots of good stuff. Oh, and Todd Manser on the front page, too, of Western Outdoor News. Good issue this week in Western Outdoor News. Let's go ahead and jump into those phones. Talk to Dave in Chino. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, gentlemen. Yeah, this is a question that you're going to pass on for tomorrow. Ask Dave Hansen if he's going to be hooping or he's going to go in for tuna this year.
Probably both, right?
Hey, must be a pretty busy man then.
Yeah, he's all a right. Busy guy. All right, Dave. Thanks. I'll ask
Thank
him
you.
Tomorrow. Thanks a lot for the call this right. morning. Let's talk to Hills in Ventura. Good morning, Hills.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you doing?
Doing great.
Hey, I remember you guys talking about bait, and this kind of scared me, and I was hoping you'd clarify for everybody. If you use like tuna parts or bonita, and it's a fish that's listed, you know, that has a limit, then you're subject to possession limits and stuff, right? And also, is there danger if you have the thing cut up in pieces, they can't tell how many you're in possession of or stuff like that?
You know, the biggest one is usually bonita, because that one has like a 5 maximum, unless they're over 24 inches, I think, or something like that.
Yeah, there's a size limit as well as
So bonita is the one that I see people have the most problem with. You know, salmon heads, you know, if it's any kind of decent word, and he's going to look at it and realize you bought those salmon heads.
Yeah, farm-raised Atlantic salmon right out of out of San Diego, right? But, you know, Hills has got a point, though. If you get a warden that's not knowledgeable.
Yeah, it's so for that reason, I've told people when they buy salmon heads to save their receipt.
Yep, and most of the salmon heads you get have a little tag on them, right? A lot of times. Or
depends.
Just save the box.
Yeah, I just save the receipt. But as far as the legality of it all goes, yes, be careful with the bonita. I've been checked at Catalina. I had full bait cages, and we were catching bonita. The bait cages I had were completely frozen, so the warden let me go on it, but he did give me a big warning.
Really?
Yeah.
So if he was going to check your bait cages too.
They could, you know, like you said, you get the guy off on the wrong foot. They could check your bait cages too. So,
Doing their job. They're doing enforcement, and you know, you be nice to them and explain your situation. I think as long as they find that you're a law-abiding citizen, then it's all good.
Yeah, just cooperate with them. You know, like I said, this, you know, I'm with CCA, as is Pete, and we both respect the wardens. We really support them.
No question about it. All right. Hey, good luck there, Hills. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. Now, what about fishing from a pier? Are you allowed to fish lobster from a pier?
You need a report card. You don't need a fishing license.
You don't need a fishing license, but you need the report card.
And you can only have two tools or two items that you're using. So, in other words, you could have two fishing poles or two hoop nets or a hoop net and a fishing pole, but you cannot have any more than that. That's all you're allowed on a pier.
Okay.
And if you're doing piers, guys, they can be productive, but move around. Go hit the other spots. Move around on the pier. Don't just sit in that one spot and keep dropping it, hoping that you're going to get that lucky lottery ticket.
Yeah, there you go. All right, we've been waiting for it. The questions about the Shelter Island launch ramp, and we have the chief engineer on the line right now, Ernie Medina. Good morning. Or excuse me, it's the chief project manager, Bill Melton, and we're waiting for Ernie Medina to join us. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning. Is this Pete or is this Rick?
This is Pete, right here.
Pete.
All right.
Hey, good morning, Pete. I don't believe Ernie will be joining us today. It'll be just me.
Okay, Ernie's not going to join us today. All right, very good. All right, well, that's interesting. So you are the project manager in charge of this renovation at Shelter Island Launch Ramp, correct?
Yes, sir, I am.
All right. Tell us about the project.
Well, it's actually a very cool project. We're going to bring a bigger, better boat launch base into the Port of San Diego. And thank you very much for helping us get this word out.
We're
going to be removing the current jetty and replacing it with a breakwater wall, and it's going to have a walkway on top of it with lighting. It'll be ADA accessible, bigger, better, better. Thank you.
Wider, so that there's no running into rocks and running into boats when it get on a busy, crowded day.
That's correct. The interior will be at least 80% larger. It's
wow.
going to stay in the 80% same
footprint. Larger than it currently is?
80%. If you go on our website, portofsandiego.org/SIDL, you can simply Google Shelter Island Boat Launch and you'll find it. There's cool pictures, rendering of what it looks like now and what it's going to look like in the future. It's very helpful.
All right. Well, so now let's talk about the time frame, because this is certainly going to affect people wanting to launch their boats during peak times. Let's talk about when does it start and when does it end and how it affects the boat launch.
Well, it will be a very quick project. We're going to get started right after the Bass Tournament in January. We're going to go into construction, close the boat launch down for a time. It'll take between 6 and 10 months. We will be open at least one lane during the summer so that we can have some kind of coastal access. And we should be open and in business next after October.
All right. And how will that work with one lane open during a busy season? What are you suggesting to private boaters there?
Well, actually, I am suggesting people, if they can at all manage it, go to another boat launch. There's lots of them in San Diego. We've got Chula Vista, National City, Mission Bay, Oceanside. Our website has maps to show you how to get to all of the others.
Okay, all right. But if you have to use Shelter Island during the summer months next summer, there will be one lane available.
There will be. And check our website, because we will update it periodically on how construction is going. And I anticipate having photos and so people can see. As construction moves, it does get a little bit dynamic. So people can see what's happening and how much of it will be open.
So the best way to find out alternative boat launch areas is on that website too, right?
That is correct.
Yeah, that's a great idea. So how does it improve the boating experience at Shelter Island once this project is completed? Because you're saying maybe October of 2017, is that right?
That's correct.
Yeah. How is that going to improve the launching and the boating?
Well, right now, there are so many boats that use that basin. It is really congested, as you know. And so what we're doing is we're removing the jetty. So it's going to enlarge all of the water area. So it's going to be, like I said, at least 80% larger inside. The mouth is going to be at least 60 feet wide. Right now, it gets down to about 25 feet at low tide. It's going to be 60 feet wide so people can see inside and out as they're coming in and as they're exiting.
Wow.
The docks right now are about 130 feet. We're going to triple the size of the docks in there. So there'll be lots more space for people to come in and tie off as they're going and getting their rigs to pull their boats out and to put the rigs away after they drop their boats off. So it should be a much nicer experience.
The other thing that's a factor at Shelter Island, I've launched there hundreds of times, is not seeing what's on the inside from the outside. Is that going to be improved?
It is. We studied this and we asked the boaters in the area what they needed, and that was one of the biggest things, was being able to see what's coming out of the basin as they're coming back into it. And so the mouth of the basin is now going to be 60 foot wide all of the time. And it's centered on the basin itself. So no matter where they're coming from, they should have a really good view of what's inside.
Am I correct in what said that this is the busiest launch ramp in California?
We did a study. You are correct. We did a study back in about 2010, We had somebody out there actually counting the boats that come in and out, and they didn't count every single boat, but they estimated that there's about 50,000 boats per year launch. And when we told that to the State Parks Department, the Division of Boating and Waterways, they told us it was the busiest boat launch in California based on that information.
Wow, that's pretty. Now, this is a project you work for the Port of San Diego, right? And this is a project for the port.
Yes, it is. The Port of San Diego is building it. We're designing and construct, and we will contract with a private contractor to build it. The State Division of Parks and Recreation, the Division of Boating and Waterways, is providing one portion of the grant, and the Wildlife Conservation Board is providing another grant. So we're using grant monies to pay for the majority of it.
Yeah, that's great, and it's certainly well timed, and it needed to be done several years ago, but we're glad it's finally getting done, and the port has recognized that that needs to be done more than art on the port. That's not my own personal.
Oh yeah, the Port of San Diego is fully behind this, and we realize that it does need some maintenance.
Yeah, it needs it badly. So Jim had a question too. Jim.
Yeah, I'm with the CCA. I'm on the State Board of Directors, as is Pete. And I understand Wayne Cotto, our executive director, has been making some phone calls to the Port Authority and talking to you guys about the eventual use, if possible, of the jetty rock to augment one of the existing reefs, either the Wheeler Reef or the Yukon reefs, which are both already permitted reefs. Are you aware of any of this?
I am aware of some groups that are that would like to use that revetment, and what I tell them whenever they contact me is they need to have a complete plan. There's an environmental process you have to go through in the state of California whenever you do anything, and so we have to define exactly where that rock is going.
Yeah.
So if somebody needs the rock and they have a completely permitted project, which means they've gone through the California environmental process, give me a call and we'll see what we can do.
I understand that. We've been working on those avenues. The problem is the time frame. I understand it has to be settled as soon as possible. We are very interested in it and realize that we could save the city quite a bit of money. Is it true that the rock has to be taken to Arizona?
The rock, a portion of the rock is going to be reused on site. Because of, obviously we do need some revetment inside and outside of the basin. And a portion of it is going to be hauled off to a landfill. And what will they do at the landfill with it? I don't know. My guess is they would stockpile it and reuse it when they can.
Okay. All right. Very good. Well, those are all good questions. Again, a lot of your questions, if you have questions about the shelter on launch ramp, can be on this great website, portofsandiego.org/SIBL, which stands for Shelter Island Boat Launch, right, Bill?
That's correct. That's perfect.
All right. Well, sure appreciate your time and effort here, and we're really looking forward to this great project that the Port of San Diego is putting together.
So am I, Pete. Thank you very much for this opportunity. I really appreciate it.
Thanks a lot for the call this morning. Appreciate that very much.
Thank you, Bill.
All right. Hey, let's go ahead and jump back into those phones. Let's talk to Doug in Montebello. Hi, Doug.
I'm going to change my question a little bit, but is there any way to protect yourself from our friend the sea lion?
NOAA has a list of approved methods, and there are you can do things like paintballs, slingshots with non-lethal balls. You can do noisemakers. You can do fireworks, as like seal bombs and stuff like that. So, yeah, there are some ways to protect yourself.
Yeah, but you have to do it legally. That's the key because, there's people watching, definitely. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. Hey, let's go live to the tribute. Captain Mike Pritchard's on the line. Good morning, Mike. Oh, let's go. Mike, you with us now?
Yeah, I am. How's it going, guys?
Hey, great. It sounds like you're on the boat. We hear that sonar clicking in the background. Are you catching?
We are. We've got a dozen yellowfin here for the morning. Really, really good sign of fish. A little bit more of the school-sized fish here, at least as of right now. We had fish yesterday into the 25-pound range. Very good fishing yesterday afternoon, and we're off to a good start here. The day before, we had some downright big yellowfin. We had yellowfin up into the 80-pound range here on one. Oh, just hooked another one. on our one-day trip, one thing I do have to say, if you're coming out and fishing with us or on any overnight trip, make sure you guys bring some a little wide range of gear, anywhere from 15 to 50-pound fluorocarbon. Bring your jigs, your flatfalls, your cold snipers, stuff like that. These things at times have been biting really good, and there has been some really, really big yellowfin mixed in, so you guys want to make sure that you have gear up accordingly.
Yeah, that's a good suggestion because it's such a wide variety of size of the fish, right?
There is. We're actually sitting on in a stop right now, and there's we have puddling yellowfin, jumping yellowfin all around the boat, anywhere from 8 to about 18 pounds, and then there's spots from 12 to 25 pounds, and then there's spots of fish from 25 to 90 pounds.
Sweet. All mixed in, huh?
Some of them are. The stop we had the other morning, we got in, we were really, really undergunned. We expected it to be that 18 to 25-pound fish. Hooked several fish on 20 and 25-pound. The first fish that came over the rail was a 45-pounder, and then a couple right around the 65, 70-pound mark. And if you look at our Facebook page, we have one fish that was probably in the high 80s. I called it a 75 to be conservative. But
how long did those take?
It's a downright nice fish.
Wow. And now is the problem they're just not biting anything heavier than 20, 25?
Like I said, we didn't know how big they were when we first started getting bit. Yeah. We hung a lot of fish on light line, and they're pulling on a fish for an hour and a half on a one-day trip. It's become kind of normal lately.
Wow. So, okay, so you're running one-day trips out of Seaforth on the Tribute. When's the next one scheduled?
Tomorrow night's a go. I think we only have about a dozen people on it right now, and it's, like I said, it's a pretty darn good fish. And so if you'd like to come out and fish with us, 619-224-3383, seaforthlanding.com. We are up throughout the week. We do have a charter Wednesday night. But everything else aside from that is going to be open party one-day trips. So this is definitely good fishing in one-day range.
Fantastic, Mike from the Tribute. Appreciate the call. Keep getting them, Mike, and look forward to the next check for you. Go fishing.
You guys have a great weekend.
All right, you too. Appreciate that very much. Man, that's exciting. Yellowfin, this is the best time of the year to go fishing.
Right? I love hearing that sonar.
Fishing, hooping, whatever you want to do, right? David and Poway, you're next up on Let's Talk Hookup. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Hey, great. David.
Good. I have a couple questions for you. I want to set up a Shimano Bait Runner 4500 for this yellowfin tuna.
Great
and
choice.
So I'd like to get your recommendations on line and such. And then my next question is which of the hoop nets that Promar sells, which is the best for a beginner to start pulling lobsters up with?
Well, go ahead and take that hoop net.
Okay, the hoop net answer first is it depends on where you're hooping and how deep you're hooping. The flat nets are really, really easy to use, and they're fun to use because you need to check them more often. They're good in water up to about 35, 40 feet. You start to get a little deeper than that, and the conical nets are a good way to go. They're both good nets. Again, the flat nets are easier because they're easier in shallow water and shorter soak. Conical nets, longer soak, deeper water. So that's pretty much the rule right there.
So
perfect.
So that's basically any of the nets will work, but for a beginner.
Yeah, for a beginner, the conical nets are probably the easiest way to go because you just let them sit in there, and once those lobsters crawl inside there, they're there. Yeah. They're fun. I like them in that shallow water. If you're fishing 15, 20 feet of water, they're a blast.
Yeah. They are fun. Now, as far as the Shimano Bait Runner, love that reel, and it's perfect for this smaller grade yellowfin that's running around here. I would put 50-pound solid Power Pro on that and then top it off with either some 20 to 30-pound monofilament or a nice top shot of Seaguar fluorocarbon on there. I like the Fluor Premier, like the 25 or 30-pound Fluor Premier, nice thin diameter there. Use that John Collins knot to make the connection. And the advantage of putting the Power Pro on the Bait Runner is it doesn't tangle as easily as putting straight mono on there. So I think you'd enjoy that. Hey, good luck on the water. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Let's talk to Don calling us from Dana Point. Good morning, Don.
Hey, Pete, Rick, how you doing?
Great.
Doing good, Don.
Good. Hey, I'm looking at getting a smaller two-speed reel right now, and I'm kind of the pin fathom and the Talca. I just wonder what you guys had an opinion on that was.
Pin fathom is a great reel, but I am a huge Talca fan. I frankly think that the Talca, by Shimano is the best reel they've ever made.
If you can afford it, it's the way to go.
Yeah, they're expensive.
Well, no, I'm a huge Shimano fan, and the only reason I looked at the Fathom was the price point.
Yes, and Fathom's a nice reel for a little less money, but if it's something that you're going to be using over years and years, the Talica is just an amazing reel. What size are you looking at?
Probably a Talica 16.
16's a great reel. You can catch 100-pound tuna on that, or you can catch 20-pound tuna on that. It's a
all day
tuna.
Long.
All day long. So.
All right. You guys just confirmed what I believed in. I'll stay with Shimano.
All right.
Can't go wrong there.
All right. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. Let's go ahead and talk to Grant from San Carlos. Good morning, Grant.
Good morning. How you guys doing today?
Great.
Hey, I'm just calling in on behalf of the CCA upcoming event here. Being on the board, I've been on all the meetings and just want to let everybody know that it's going to be a really fantastic evening. There's going to be a lot of prizes, a lot of good time to be had by all, and I'm actually getting Carrie to come along and some of my fishing buddies' wives, so it's going to be fun for all of us. And just one of the things to talk about as far as the $50 price of getting in, 30 of it goes to supporting the organization that's working in the background all the time to make sure that we still have what we want to do going forward in place. Great example being that Jetty Rock, and who would have known it's going to Arizona unless Lane was, you know, pounding the pavement and figuring out all this kind of stuff that's going forward. And it's representation, and that's what we so dearly need, because there are so many meetings that go on, and Wayne tells me that we don't even have anybody there, or didn't in the past, and that's changing rapidly, and I think that's a really good thing. And $30 of the $50 goes to being a member of that, and so if you look at the balance of it, it's $20 to have a great time. You can't even go down to a local Mexican food restaurant and do that, so... Come one, come all, and we're going to have a great time, and it's a great organization. That's really just what I wanted to chime in on there.
Beer, so, food carts.
I've been looking
times,
at the
a lot of prizes given away.
Yeah, I've been looking at the Facebook page, and Wayne's been updating it with all the sponsors there. There's a lot of people that are sponsoring for the raffle.
Great venue there at the Portuguese Hall right on Shelter Island there, as right as you enter Shelter Island. October 1st happens to coincide with lobster season.
And one other thing, many thanks to all the supporters of it. Fisherman's Landing, Seaforth Sport Fishing, H&M, Point Loma. I've been around talking to my contacts down there, and they've been so generous and so nice with everything that they're always there waiting to put their hand out and, you know, put the money and rubber meets the road. And everybody's on board, and that's what we need. And many thanks to all of the donors as well.
You bet. Get tickets, ccacalifornia.org, ccacalifornia.org. There's a link on that website. It's $50. And, again, $30 of that $50 is a one-year membership in CCA. So if you're already a member, it adds on to your membership. And if you're not a member, then you need to be a member. And come to the Craft Beer and Food Fest.
Here's a couple other things that are going on with CCA that I'm involved in right now. Hubs needs some broodstock, halibut broodstock, to expand their existing Santa Monica Bay broodstock that they have. So we're hoping to do this in November. We're going to need about 20 fish. I'm going to arrange this thing. We'll do some more info. Will be coming out soon. I'll release it here with Pete and on the various medias. But sometime in November, we'll be getting the word out earlier than that. And sometime in November, we'll be collecting some fish.
That'll be cool. Hey, Grant, thanks a lot for the call this morning. When we come back, we're going to find out who's the lucky winner of those Ambush XLs and that ticket to go to the big CCA fundraiser October 1st. Stay tuned. More Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
This is Captain Art Taylor of the 95-Foot Searcher. Team Searcher would like to thank all of our great customers for their support in our fantastic 2015 season. The Searcher has a fantastic crew, great food, air-conditioned cabins and galley, satellite TV, and an RSW system to preserve your catch. Our 2016 schedule is out, so don't miss the boat. Book your trip online at searchersportfishing.com or call Celia and Jen at 619-226-2403. That's 619-226-2403.
If you are ready to experience a real Alaska fishing adventure, check out Whaler's Cove Lodge in Angoon, Alaska. The calm waters around Whaler's Cove are 100 miles from any large towns, so you will enjoy a wilderness adventure without any crowds. Whaler's Cove Lodge has some of the best salt and freshwater fishing in Alaska, and there is no need for a bumpy boat ride for hours. You can find productive fishing for salmon, halibut, and rockfish just 10 minutes from the lodge. Whaler's Cove also offers fantastic freshwater fishing in wilderness streams for wild salmon and trout. The Whaler's Cove experience will fulfill your wildest Alaska dreams on the calm water of the Inside Passage or on a spectacular stream. It's your choice every day at the Whaler's Cove Lodge. After fishing, you will dine on fabulous meals created daily by the Whaler's Cove chefs and relax in your comfortable room or cabin. Learn more about this exciting Alaska destination on their website at whalerscovelodge.com or call 800-423-3123. Whaler's Cove Lodge, a real Alaskan fishing adventure.
Fishing is a lifestyle for many of us, and what you wear on your feet is a big part of that. So I like to live aloha and wear Olakai premium footwear. Every pair is created with the Hawaiian culture and heritage in mind, plus unique details and features. Olakai sandals are the best I've ever worn because they are based on the feeling of your bare foot in wet sand for a natural heel cup and arch support. Nothing could be more comfortable and good for your feet. Olakai makes footwear for any time of day or night. My favorite Olakai sandals are the Ohana. Water resistant and great for the beach or the boat. My everyday Olakai is the Noheya Mesh. So comfortable and you barely know you have them on. And for a night on the town, I choose the Maloa. They look great and feel amazing. Share your aloha with Olakai crew by following them on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Olakai and tagging your photos with hashtag anywhere aloha. Olakai premium footwear is now available at Fisherman's Landing Tackle, Dana Landing, and other fine tackle stores or at olakai.com.
Are you feeling that itch to get out on the water? Come fishing on the American Angler and reacquaint yourself with some familiar faces and make new friends. Captain owners Brian Kiyohara and Sam Patella take pride in every aspect of the American Angler operation, from their loyal and trusted crew to the sashimi-grade fresh fish you'll take home. It's easy to find a vacation that fits your schedule. We have everything from day and a half to 10-day trips and longer. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. We want you to become a part of the American Angler family.
XSRS 1090 AM, Rosarito, Baja California.
You're listening to the home of the Major League Playoffs and World Series. San Diego sports leader, the mighty 1090.
Welcome back and Let's Talk Hookup. Congratulations, Johnny and Santee. You win the two brand new Ambush XL nets and the ticket to the CCA Craft Beer and Food Fest October 1st. Thanks to Steve Pazel for that, and thanks to Ben and the guys, Jason at Promar, for those great Ambush XLs. And, well, what's going on? You're doing a seminar here coming up at 11 o'clock, right, Jim?
Yeah, 11 o'clock. I'll be doing a seminar, and they'll be selling some CCA tickets there at West Marine at Shelter Island there.
Yeah.
Live
Deception Jigs by Promar. We forgot to mention how hot those are. Those are available, right?
Yeah, those are great. You put a little bend in them like you did for your salmon. They salmon, didn't they?
Yeah, they work.
And then I've got some seminars coming up. I've got the 21st, next Wednesday. I've got a seminar at 6:30 in Oceanside at the Lobster Port Trap Company. I'll be bringing my PA. Kevin Nakata said he was going to be there to talk about it. Hooping
too. Your Hobie Pro Angler.
Yes. And the 22nd on Thursday at West Marine in Newport Beach at 6:30. And then the 24th on, I think that's a Saturday, Bass Pro Shop in Rancho Cucamonga from two seminars, one at noon, one at 3.
Okay.
And then the 28th at 6:30 at one of my favorite places, Save on Tackle with Roger in Santa Fe Springs. He's such a great
guy. Roger, yeah.
And then the 29th, Thursday at San Marcos with another one of my favorites, Lori over at Turner's.
Turner's Outdoorsman in San Marcos.
Yeah. And then October 1st, the season starts, guys.
Yeah. So how can we find out all these seminars? Is it on the Promar website?
You can either go to my website, sabaslayer.com, or you can go to the Promar website or our Facebook site. We've got them on there, too.
Okay, very good. Thanks, Jim. Great job, and good luck lobster fishing. And thank you for listening today. We'll see you tomorrow morning right back here on the Mighty 1090 with Captain Ryan Bob. From the San Diego. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow morning on the Mighty 1090.